Chris Miller had a big weekend. It was a big weekend for Football City USA. Chris, it started with the Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The lineup for that preseason game that's coming in August, that happened just the other day.
Yeah, so Friday morning, just a great opportunity. The press came out. Big thank you to our friends at C&2. Morgan Cox for coming over and covering that. And it was we had the three coaches. A good opportunity to kind of get a feel for new Northwestern coach Paige Wofford. That was his first, outside of his introductory press conference, that was his first feel of getting out there. And it was cool to see the camaraderie between he and Coach Bubba Pittman of Rock Hill and Coach Devontae Holloman of South Point. And I jokingly said to Coach Pittman, I said, man, you're like the dean of coaches now, because you've been. He said, yeah, how crazy is that? You know, because he's been head coach since 2013. But just hearing the lineup, we'll have at 5:30. Rock Hill is going to take on Marvin Ridge. That game's brought to you by Toyota of Rock Hill at 7 p.m. South Point taking on the Gaffney Indians. So, yeah, one of the premier powers out of the state of South Carolina. That game sponsored by Palmetto Women's Center. Then 8:30, our nightcap, Northwestern and Providence, a rematch of last year's game. That presented by AirTech Heating and Air.
And this all takes place at District 3 Stadium, August the 16th, right?
August the 16th,
tickets are $5 now, $7 at the door.
Yep, and you can get them here. I know the schools are closed this week due to 4th of July week, but you can get them at our studios. $5, buy as many as you want. It gets you all the games. Plus, we're bringing back the Arrowpoint Federal Credit Union kick for cash. So you got to love that.
Yeah.
So three individuals going to get a chance to win some hard cash money. Nichols Store going to be giving away Yeti coolers to the MVPs of each game. So it'll be exciting. Of course, also our friends at KFC and Rock Hill Coca-Cola. And, of course, our presenting sponsor, Hospitality Heating and Air.
And we can't say enough thanks to our sponsors. They have like a sponsor row area where they give away tons of free stuff. We have it all in our house because I picked it up from life. You get a little bag and you go around. It's like Christmas shopping. It's really cool, and it's a great opportunity for the whole family. And again, you're getting to see three games, full games, for $5. I mean, that is unheard of.
And the games will fit nicely into about an hour and 15 minutes. We changed the format in terms of the links and that type of stuff. So you'll fit. So you can truly get out there at 5:30 and be home by 10 o'clock and get three games in. So, I mean, it's a great opportunity, especially if you're a fan. Let's say you're a fan of Northwestern. Northwestern plays South Point week one, if you're a fan of South Point, they play Northwestern week one, Rock Hill week two. So you get to see your first two opponents in action right there. So it's that great opportunity. Again, if you're a Rock Hill, if you're a Northwestern fan, you're going to play South Point. You're going to play Northwestern or Rock Hill at some point in the season. So just a great opportunity to get out there. And as you heard from Coach Pittman, I know Coach Pittman, I was watching an interview on C&2 Friday, and he said, hey, we can all cheer for each other. We're only enemies one night a year. It's when we play each other. He said, but outside of that, we want to see the other school succeed.
And it's a full game experience, meaning the cheerleaders are there. I know the band's not there, but you get to work out the kinks. And I know you said a couple, two or three years ago during our first one, that one of the other teams, the coaches said thank you so much because they were able to work all their headsets. And again, that's the kind of stuff we assume works on game night. But if you don't have a chance to experience it or test it, this is the time to work out every kink you can.
And that's the thing, too, because you can test out the way you go about stuff in an empty stadium, in a scrimmage where there's 17 people there. But until it's a game night, under the lights, you got an opposing team, you're in jerseys, everyone's got cell phones in the stadium, technology sometimes fails. So it's that opportunity. Okay, wow, we know we had this issue. Next week, when it counts in the win-loss column, we need to make sure we've got this there. So it's good for the players, good for the coaches, and it's fantastic for the fans. And the biggest thing is a fundraiser for all three Rock Hill schools. So it pumps money back into those athletic programs.
We love that. Then the celebration for Football City USA continued Friday night. You had a chance to MC the Night of Champions. This was put on by the Rock Hill School District and the Education Foundation, these two groups teaming up to raise money for the Education Foundation. But this brought back current and former NFL stars from right here in Rock Hill.
Yeah, what a night. Big kudos to Amanda Haskin, Alice Davis, Michael Frost, Dr. Bill Cook, the entire team that put this thing together. And also big kudos to Mason Rudolph. He played a major role in getting all these current and former NFL players back in attendance, a great meet and greet, and really hearing some of the words. I mean, hearing words from like Dr. Rick Sanford, Gerald Dixon. These are guys that went on, played it at the highest level, and now are in the limelight of their life. You know, they're into their second, sometimes third careers, and they look back at these young men, and they had such great advice for them. They were, and you heard a cool thing Gerald Dixon talked about when we had him up on the stage. He said, you know, I'd never met Mason Rudolph before tonight. How crazy is that? And Gerald Dixon lives in this town. Gerald Dixon has had a son that attended Northwestern, a son that attended South Point, but he never met Mason Rudolph because their paths had not crossed. And so they like this idea because they did get to hobnob with each other, and it is an elite group. There are 27 young men from this city of Rock Hill, Football City, USA, that have gone on to play in the NFL, and there were 9 of them in attendance, so one-third of that crowd. So the expectation is that this will continue next year, and when I was talking to some of the powers that be that put this on afterwards, I said, yeah, I think you can expect 15, 16 guys next year because it's going to spread. They're going to put it on their calendar. You know, they're going to say, how cool is this? And even getting to see some of the back and forth that Jaleel Scott was talking about when they played Northwestern, and he said, man, I got my 3 touchdowns against Northwestern. It's tough to stop Mason Rudolph over here. And, of course, then Anthony Johnson said, hey, man, when I was a junior, we tossed Mason around. You know, just a lot of fun. And, of course, everyone talked about Chris Hope and taking his shirt off. It seemed to be a Chris Hope roast. Every player up there had some comment. Oh, yeah, man, I remember when Chris Hope. So apparently Chris Hope loved to run around at Rock Hill High's campus, sweat glistening, and to show off to the younger guys. And Chris Hope, at the end of the day, finally stood up and said, man, come on. Is this a roast? So, but it was good. He had fun with it. So just a great opportunity. Oh, that's good.
Was it a chance on Friday night? Did you get it? I know you emceed it. Was it a chance for them to get up and kind of to interview them per se, or did the players get up there and kind of just talk about their experience? What did that portion of the night look like?
So it was a really just a night where they could interact with people for about the first hour and a half. Then there was a plated dinner. I got up and talked a little bit about the event, about Football City USA, the history. Chris Lowe from ESPN.com was there. Of course, and this whole Football City USA started. Gene Knight and the late Barry Byers came up with this during 2008, the Northwestern South Point State Championship. 3 years later, Chris Lowe took it and it went viral. He wrote a story on it on ESPN.com, and that's where the name really took off from that standpoint. But he was in attendance. He's a Rock Hill High graduate, but he flew in from Nashville for the event because, you know, that's where he lives and works for ESPN now. But so he was there. But in terms of the players getting to talk, we had a panel discussion. Mm. We brought 5 players up for the first panel, 4 players for the second panel, and just asked questions.
Yeah.
The audience got to ask a few questions. It was cool seeing, you know, you had Paige Wofford was there from Northwestern. Bubba Pittman was there from Rock Hill. Of course, Bill Warren from Rock Hill, Lauren West from Northwestern, Coach Holloman, I know, had a prior commitment. He had a wedding he had to go to. He was in, so he missed out. But yeah, Perry Sutton, Coach Perry Sutton was there, who coached some of these young men when they played. Coach Jimmy Wallace was in attendance.
Oh,
you know, again, and you heard stories. I think it was Chris Hope told a story. Chris Hope didn't even play for Coach Wallace. He played for Jim Ringer at Rock Hill High, but he said Coach Wallace would write him letters while he was in college to encourage him.
Wow.
You know, hey, keep going, keep fighting. It just showed what this community is and the fact that there are young men who wake up every morning and they truly – the NFL is an option. Mm-hmm. It's not a pipe dream because there are players – their neighbors, their cousins, they did this, so they believe they can do it too. But it was great hearing from these athletes because they said, look, just because you're born here doesn't mean you've got a pipeline, so to speak, the NFL. You have to work.
Yeah.
And they talked about that, about not only them personally, but seeing those that came before him. You know, Mason Rudolph told a story about when he was working out at the old Omni Fitness when he was in the 10th grade and Chris Hope was sitting there grinding. And he said to his dad, I'm going to go over and introduce myself. Dad, no, I don't want you to do that. You know, little 10th grade Mason Rudolph.
Exactly.
And he said he went over and he'd never met Chris Hope, but couldn't have been nicer. Mm. And again, this was during Chris Hope's, right in the middle of his career. But he was just sitting there at Omni. He talked about that's this community. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can walk into the YMCA and see Benjamin Watson there working out in mid-June. You can see Chris Hope. You can see Torrey Gurley. And, man, Torrey Gurley was hilarious. I mean, he was a hoot. telling stories about Steve Spurrier, and he even did the Spurrier voice. I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was a great night.
You get to see it behind the curtain, so to speak.
Hopefully folks will make this a part of their plans for next year. Mm. When you hear about it, it's a great opportunity. Again, they raised $45,000, went to the Rock Hill Schools Foundation and the athletic departments at all 3 high schools.
Oh, amen to that.
And the reviews came in high that you also did a great job emceeing. So kudos to you, Chris.
I had a good time. It's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, sports is...
Yeah.
Sports is what I love. And, you know, getting to hang out with these guys, many of which I cover when they were, you know, 9th and 10th graders, is great to see what they've become. Could not be more proud of them.
Oh, we're proud of you and all the team here, of course, at OTS Media. And, of course, we'll begin our football coverage in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's believe it.
I know. This is like,
yeah, I woke up this morning. The promo's playing for the tickets now on sale for the kickoff. So, hey, I'm jacked up. I'm ready to do this.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go.
Oh, man. All right, Chris, as always, sir, thank you very much.